Exercise 4B, page 138. Listen and choose A, B or C. The interview is in 5 segments. Each segment is followed by 2 questions.
We're here with Harry Gorman, the well-known film critic, to discuss the state of cinema today. Harry, welcome to the show. What's your opinion on the offerings at this year's festival?
Actually, I've been pleasantly surprised by the diversity of the films on show this year. All too often, film festivals pander to the popular money-making blockbuster films from the big studios to get crowds in at the expense of more meaningful pieces. But there seems to be a range of tastes being catered for at this event, which I'm glad to see. Festivals should be about giving the opportunity for smaller budget productions or more experimental cinema to showcase their work.
It sounds like that's very important to you, that all the different areas of cinema should be represented.
Oh, it is. Cinema to me is an art form, and as such it should be used to push the boundaries of what's normal or expected. I'm a big fan of productions that attempt to do this, but unfortunately they just don't make money. Big studios opt for style over substance, and this has resulted in an excess of CGI and superhero films, with admittedly jaw-dropping special effects, taking priority over strong characters and plot lines. For them, it's all about the bottom line.
Now you will hear the piece again.
We're here with Harry Gorman, the well-known film critic, to discuss the state of cinema today. Harry, welcome to the show. What's your opinion on the offerings at this year's festival?
Actually, I've been pleasantly surprised by the diversity of the films on show this year. All too often, film festivals pander to the popular money-making blockbuster films from the big studios to get crowds in at the expense of more meaningful pieces. But there seems to be a range of tastes being catered for at this event, which I'm glad to see. Festivals should be about giving the opportunity for smaller budget productions or more experimental cinema to showcase their work.
It sounds like that's very important to you, that all the different areas of cinema should be represented.
Oh, it is. Cinema to me is an art form, and as such it should be used to push the boundaries of what's normal or expected. I'm a big fan of productions that attempt to do this, but unfortunately they just don't make money. Big studios opt for style over substance, and this has resulted in an excess of CGI and superhero films, with admittedly jaw-dropping special effects, taking priority over strong characters and plot lines. For them, it's all about the bottom line.
Number 1. What does Harry Gorman see as the objective of film festivals? Number 2. What can be inferred about experimental films?
You're very critical with your assessment of big-budget films, but they're popular for a reason. A lot of people derive pleasure from them.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not denying that they're enjoyable, but they don't do anything for me on a deeper level. And there seems to me to be a lack of originality in a lot of modern films, where one film is much like the next. When they find a formula that works, they stick to it, banging out carbon copies or dreary sequels. I personally think they're overrated and that if you've seen one superhero film, then you've seen them all, but they're money spinners.
So, are there any recent contributions to the world of film that would get your seal of approval?
Actually, some filmmakers seem to be bucking the trend recently by focusing on more meaningful stories. I particularly enjoyed Lion, the story about a young Indian boy who becomes lost for 25 years. Oscar-nominated, this film had a compelling storyline made all the more memorable by the fact that it's based on a true story. I mean, why do we have to make up fantastical stories when we can look to the real world for inspiration?
Now you will hear the piece again.
You're very critical with your assessment of big-budget films, but they're popular for a reason. A lot of people derive pleasure from them.
Don't get me wrong, I'm not denying that they're enjoyable, but they don't do anything for me on a deeper level. And there seems to me to be a lack of originality in a lot of modern films, where one film is much like the next. When they find a formula that works, they stick to it, banging out carbon copies or dreary sequels. I personally think they're overrated and that if you've seen one superhero film, then you've seen them all. But they're money spinners.
So, are there any recent contributions to the world of film that would get your seal of approval?
Actually, some filmmakers seem to be bucking the trend recently by focusing on more meaningful stories. I particularly enjoyed Lion, the story about a young Indian boy who becomes lost for 25 years. Oscar-nominated, this film had a compelling storyline made all the more memorable by the fact that it's based on a true story. I mean, why do we have to make up fantastical stories when we can look to the real world for inspiration?
Number 3. According to Harry, what is the problem with superhero films? Number 4. What was remarkable about Lion?
So, tell me more about Lion.
It's based on the book A Long Way Home, the biographical tale of Saru Briley, a young boy who becomes separated from his family when he gets stuck on a train in rural India and travels thousands of miles to Kolkata. He survives on the streets until he's placed in an orphanage. From there, he's adopted by an Australian couple and moves to Tasmania. 25 years later, we catch up with the adult Saru as he starts a painful journey using his broken memories and the internet to discover where he came from.
It does sound like a very moving story. But I sometimes avoid those types of films because I often find them too melodramatic.
I know what you mean, and that's often a problem with these types of films. The filmmaker tries to add as much pain and suffering as they can to tug at the heartstrings of the audience, whereas what they're actually doing is depriving the viewer of the real pain of the characters. If it's the right story, you don't need to embellish it. It'll tell itself. I think that's why this one was so good. The director, Garth Davis, allowed the story to come across naturally.
Now you will hear the piece again.
So, tell me more about Lion.
It's based on the book A Long Way Home, the biographical tale of Saru Briley, a young boy who becomes separated from his family when he gets stuck on a train in rural India and travels thousands of miles to Kolkata. He survives on the streets until he's placed in an orphanage. From there, he's adopted by an Australian couple and moves to Tasmania. 25 years later, we catch up with the adult Saru as he starts a painful journey using his broken memories and the internet to discover where he came from.
It does sound like a very moving story, but I sometimes avoid those types of films because I often find them too melodramatic.
I know what you mean, and that's often a problem with these types of films. The filmmaker tries to add as much pain and suffering as they can to tug at the heartstrings of the audience, whereas what they're actually doing is depriving the viewer of the real pain of the characters. If it's the right story, you don't need to embellish it. It'll tell itself. I think that's why this one was so good. The director, Garth Davis, allowed the story to come across naturally.
Number 5. What reason does the interviewer give for not watching emotional films? Number 6. How did the film's director succeed in telling the story?
That can't be easy. I mean, it must be tempting to up the emotional factor of a film just to get a reaction.
I'm sure it is, but Davis and the cast handled this story with an awareness of just what exactly they wanted to tell the audience and how they wanted them to feel. This was actually Davis's feature film debut. He'd previously worked on commercials and television, but never on a film. And maybe it's this freshness that gave him the freedom to tell the story the way he wanted.
You mentioned the stars of the film. Whose performance impressed you the most?
This film was very well cast. The adult Saru was skillfully played by the British actor Dev Patel, and you feel the struggle between his desire to find his roots and his reluctance at hurting his adoptive mother. Likewise, Nicole Kidman's portrayal of his Australian mother is handled with delicacy and respect. But the standout performance for me was that of Sunny Pawar, who played the young Saru. For a person of that age to show such levels of emotion was outstanding.
Now you will hear the piece again.
That can't be easy. I mean, it must be tempting to up the emotional factor of a film just to get a reaction.
I'm sure it is, but Davis and the cast handled this story with an awareness of just what exactly they wanted to tell the audience and how they wanted them to feel. This was actually Davis's feature film debut. He'd previously worked on commercials and television, but never on a film. And maybe it's this freshness that gave him the freedom to tell the story the way he wanted.
You mentioned the stars of the film. Whose performance impressed you the most?
This film was very well cast. The adult Saru was skillfully played by the British actor Dev Patel, and you feel the struggle between his desire to find his roots and his reluctance at hurting his adoptive mother. Likewise, Nicole Kidman's portrayal of his Australian mother is handled with delicacy and respect. But the standout performance for me was that of Sunny Pawar, who played the young Saru. For a person of that age to show such levels of emotion was outstanding.
Number 7. Which medium had the director not worked in before? Number 8. What stood out about Sunny's performance?
Well, it sounds like there are some worthy films out there to get people into the cinemas.
I hope so. We need something to do that.
What do you mean? You can't be saying that the cinema is at risk of dying out, surely?
I think it is. Going to the cinema is an experience. There's nothing quite like sitting back in the dark with 100 other film lovers in a big theatre, marvelling at the characters looking down from the big screen. But it's an experience which is under threat thanks to the advent of technology. It just can't compete. Too many people are opting for the cheaper option of sitting in the comfort of their own home to enjoy their films.
So you think people are more likely to download films these days instead of visiting the cinema for the experience, as you call it?
Unfortunately, I do. You know, it's somewhat strange that the thing which allows big-budget films to create bigger and more breathtaking effects is the same thing that's threatening the very medium itself. That's another reason that festivals such as this one are so important. They get people back into the cinemas, they take risks and show what can be done. If the first filmmakers hadn't taken risks, we wouldn't have the experience today that we all know and love.
Now you will hear the piece again.
Well, it sounds like there are some worthy films out there to get people into the cinemas.
I hope so. We need something to do that.
What do you mean? You can't be saying that the cinema is at risk of dying out, surely?
I think it is. Going to the cinema is an experience. There's nothing quite like sitting back in the dark with 100 other film lovers in a big theatre, marvelling at the characters looking down from the big screen. But it's an experience which is under threat thanks to the advent of technology. It just can't compete. Too many people are opting for the cheaper option of sitting in the comfort of their own home to enjoy their films.
So you think people are more likely to download films these days instead of visiting the cinema for the experience, as you call it?
Unfortunately, I do. You know, it's somewhat strange that the thing which allows big-budget films to create bigger and more breathtaking effects is the same thing that's threatening the very medium itself. That's another reason that festivals such as this one are so important. They get people back into the cinemas, they take risks and show what can be done. If the first filmmakers hadn't taken risks, we wouldn't have the experience today that we all know and love.
Number 9. According to Harry, why is the cinema in danger? Number 10. What does Harry say will get people back to the cinema?